Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. You know, Commissioner, there's a lot of aspects to the South Carolina Department of Agriculture that most people don't give a lot of thought to, really. And one of them is your Consumer Protection Division, and they have a lot of responsibilities that affects every South Carolinian every day.
Well, you're right. Today, we're going to talk about feed quality. And while that may not sound real exciting until you buy some feed that you question its quality. So we're out there with a feed control officer who travels all over the state. Their specific responsibilities, and take those samples of feed, bring them back to our laboratory, and analyze that people are getting what they pay, things that they're feeding to their domestic animals or livestock. So we take those responsibilities very seriously. But you're right, it's not something that you normally think about with the Department of Agriculture.
They approach this feed quality in two ways. They will respond to a call from a pet owner or a producer, as well as just going out and commercially purchasing product off the shelf randomly.
Yep, that's what we do with not only feed, but with food items, grocery shelves. But yes, we do it with feed. And then you're right, we do respond. A few months back, there was an issue with some horse feed down in the local part of the state, which actually did not fall to our responsibility. But I do recall that one of our officers was out there either on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve late trying to help that situation. So we do get out, respond when it's our primary responsibility, or when we're working with Clemson, with the state vet, or with the FDA officials. So the notion of keeping our food or our feed safe is really a team effort in South Carolina. And the Department of Agriculture is a primary player in that team.
Now, I understand that you are proposing some new legislation that will help keep these products even safer.
Well, there are standards across the country, and some of them are those that the AAFCO, which is American Association of Feed Control Officials, that they all abide by. And our state law needs a little bit of tweaking to be consistent, so that all state departments of agriculture, all officials in most states, are going by some of the same guidelines. We just believe in some common sense about how we go about doing our work. So that's something that's in the works and probably something we'll be moving toward next legislative session.
All right. So if people have questions about the feed control practices, or if they have a question about some product that they already have, what do they need to do?
Oh, it's very easy. Two things. Always the website, agriculture.sc.gov, or the phone number for the Consumer Protection Division is 803-737-9700. And as you said earlier, we get some folks out to respond to these cases so that the consumer knows they can have confidence in what they're buying.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.